everybody. Welcome to The Kelly O Show. I'm your host, Kelly Alexa. This show is dedicated to inspiring women of all ages to pursue excellence in mind, body, and business. After decades of playing small in my own life and staying in the comfort zone, a couple of years of massive chaos and drama in my personal and my professional life forever changed me for the better. Through some tough lessons, I evolved, and I became a stronger and more confident version of myself, fearless, and finally, unapologetically myself. I am now designing my life bigger and better than ever before, and most importantly, I'm designing a life on my terms that is full of joy and happiness. And I think that this is something that's been missing for so many women. They're either staying in the comfort zone like I was, or they've got a life that looks pretty good on the outside, but it's missing real joy and health and happiness. And that is no bueno. I believe that the future is female, and every week this show is going to bring you incredible interviews and live shows that I hope is going to motivate you to take massive action in your life, to leave the comfort zone and go all in, again, to pursue achieving excellence in mind, body, and in business. I hope you enjoy the show, and let's dive in. Hey, everybody, welcome back. This is part two of our two-part interview with Liz Falcigno of The Clean Eating Couple. If you haven't listened to part one, please be sure you go back and listen to part one first before you dive into this, because a lot of things will make more sense that way. Sit back and enjoy part two of this two-part episode with Liz Falcigno.
If you're not planning, like I can't tell you how many times, like I'm buying a lot of stuff and sometimes I'm going into my pantry, I'm like, oh my God, I forgot that I bought this.
Yeah.
You know, you don't, and so I'm not incorporating it. And that is a fantastic idea. The other thing I want to share with a lot of people who are listening, and again, this is for you that, you know, you're working in corporate America, maybe you're a busy new mom, and right now you're relying on, you know, heading out to Panera, Chipotle, you're eating out a lot, you're maybe doing some of those lean cuisine type things that we've talked about. And to you, sometimes this concept of starting to cook or meal prep, and I'm going to get to the meal prep question in a second, can seem intimidating. You can still, I know to some of you, seem like it's a lot. The other thing I would tell you is that the more you start cooking in the kitchen and getting comfortable with the seasonings and flavor combinations that you like, not everything has to be, and I don't know if you feel this way, Liz, but not everything has to be a quote unquote recipe. Like I've had certain things where I know that I started to really like the taste of green onions and red peppers added to something. And I have this thing that I ended up making with ground turkey, and I just cooked a bunch of ground turkey one time, and I added some cheddar cheese to it. And I think I added like salsa. I mean, literally I was just like, I think this, like, I'm going to make this like a Mexican thing. And then I just had the ground turkey with the salsa. I think it was like the Rotel and cheddar cheese. I put some garlic salt in it, some cumin. And then I put that on top of lettuce. And then I topped it with, you know, peppers and onions. And that was just like a meal for me. And it was really yummy. And then I had some left over. So that's something that could easily, if I was at an office, I could pack that, heat it up, put it on some lettuce. It doesn't have to be a full-blown recipe, and you'll start to, this is another reason why I want to encourage you to start cooking, because the more you make things, you'll pick up like, I like these flavors together. This would be good on a salad, or this would be good in a stir fry, like Liz said, and you'll get more comfortable and start making up things on your own. Do you ever do that, Liz? Just make stupid like combinations up that really aren't a recipe, but it tastes good?
All the time. Yeah. Literally like almost everything I make, like last night, I had some chicken, I had some lemons and some flavored olive oils. And I was like, you know, I'm just going to throw this all together, let it marinate all day and bake it. And the chicken was just like so good. I'm mad that I didn't write it down because it would have been a great blog post. But I think that some of the best meals are the ones that you just kind of toss together. And I think, like you said, the more that you cook, the easier that it will be to throw those things together and become the type of person that doesn't need to follow a recipe.
It's really true. And then that's when you'll, you know, it's just naturally this progression of you're cooking, you're liking flavors. It can be fun. I mean, my man and I, we love cooking together. And there's certain things that, like, he'll be the sous chef and I'm the assistant, and then vice versa. And we support each other and we just have a blast in the kitchen. So I really, again, I encourage you, it's better for your health. It can become something very fun. And I mean, I've stumbled on things. Sometimes I'll see something on Instagram, whether it's following someone like Liz or someone else, and I'm like, that looks good. And I'll try to recreate it. And one of the things, and I don't know if you do this as much, but I just call it like throw it all in a bowl type of, I guess you could call it a salad, but I like a mix of, and this is just my little Kelly O recipe tip for you guys listening, but just to show you how easy it is to get vegetables. And for me, hummus is the key ingredient, but I just literally will roast a bunch of vegetables, whatever vegetables I have on hand, like sweet potatoes, zucchini, broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, throw them all in the air fryer. If you don't have an air fryer, I'm going to ask Liz what her favorite kitchen appliances are. We'll link them up. But the air fryer has been a game changer in our house. So I roast a bunch of vegetables. I cook a protein. Sometimes lately I've been on this tempeh, I don't know if I'm saying that correctly, tempeh kick, and I'm not even a vegetarian, but I grill it on the stove, throw that on top of the vegetables, on top of lettuce. And I saw a blogger one time tell me, take hummus, water it down with a little water so it's thin like a salad dressing, put it on top. And I'm telling you guys, mix that all up in a bowl. It is so delicious. And now it's like a staple in our house where we'll just be talking. We're like, let's make a bowl. And then we'll do different variations. Like we'll do steak. And instead of hummus, we might do steak with like a blue cheese dressing we make up with a bunch of vegetables on top of lettuce and just throw it in a huge bowl and eat it. It's wonderful. Do you ever do like bowl, baked bowl, you know, kind of concoctions like that? Do you, is that kind of a thing for you or no?
Yeah. I mean, that's what most of my meals look like. I think that people think that if you're a food blogger, everything you make is like beautiful and style. But the reality of it is I just pull out any leftovers I have in my fridge and I toss it all in the bowl. Like today I had some ground turkey and I had leftover tomato sauce and I had some cooked farro and spinach. I was like, oh, I need more veggies in here. So I just threw a ton of spinach in there. And I heated it up, so I just like tossed it all together, and it was just like this delicious mix of random things that I would have never thought to pair together, but it was really, really good.
I'm telling you, sometimes those are the best things. I mean, I even like back to the ground turkey thing. I remember there have been times when I was trying to do something instead of like spaghetti noodles, and I'm like, what can I make? This was before Zoodles came out. This was years ago. And so I totally made this up, and it might sound weird to you guys, but it's really good. I just cooked a bunch of ground turkey in the saucepan. I cooked cabbage. I've mixed the cabbage in with the turkey, put a marinara sauce, Parmesan cheese, and it was like my version of a meat sauce on spaghetti. That's what I chose to feel that I was eating, like a different version. But it was really good. And somebody else might go, ooh, that sounds gross. But it ended up being a staple. And I remember my man was like, this is some really good stuff. Very weird. I know, very weird. But sometimes the weirdest things taste good. I have to ask you, because I don't know, what is farro?
Oh, it's like a grain. It's kind of like barley.
Okay.
It's very like hearty, chewy. You cook it like you would cook rice. It takes a little bit longer than rice to cook. But it's delicious. And if you toss it like with some olive oil and spices, it's really, really good and very filling.
Interesting. Okay. So here's my next question. Very random. Do you, because I think you seem like you just, I'm not saying this to be funny. You really seem like you know it all when it comes to cooking. Do you ever use cookbooks or no?
I do. Well, I use some cookbooks, but I do cook from other food blogs. But when I cook from them, I typically don't follow them exactly like I should, because I know, you know, oh, if I don't have this, I could sub it with this. But I look to other cookbooks and to food blogs all the time for inspiration for what I'm going to make for meals.
Okay. I was just wondering. I think I'm going to do my best. If there's any publishers listening, Liz needs her cookbook deal, and she really should have a Food Network show. But I'm going to do my best to get her one because she's amazing.
I would love that. I'd love one. If anyone can make it happen, let me know.
she's one of the best. I mean, she needs to have one. Back to I'm alluded to this earlier. Would you say it sounds to me like you plan your groceries, but you don't do as much what a lot of people see if they're following fitness folks on Instagram and such. You know, do you do quote unquote meal prep where you make a bunch of stuff on Sunday and put it in containers and then it's all ready? I personally do meal prep in a different way. Because I got this one cookbook. I'm slightly obsessed with her, Cook Once, Eat All Week, but it's like that stereotypical, cooking and putting everything in Tupperware. Do you do any kind of meal prep where you make a shit ton of food on one day and then you eat it all week?
No. I do a little bit of meal prepping. And even when I worked, out of like my house when I worked for a desk job, I didn't do this either just because it's so boring. By the time Thursday rolls around, you're like, I cannot eat this. So what I usually do is on Sunday, I will make something just so that come Monday morning when it's time for lunch or breakfast, so that I'm not scrambling. I'm like, oh, what am I going to make? So, you know, I'll cook up some chicken or, you know, just throw some veggies in the oven and roast them up just so that I have something to eat on Monday for lunch. But typically when I make dinner, I just cook as if I were cooking for four people so that the next day I just have leftovers I can eat. So
yeah,
it's still eating the same thing that I ate the day before, but I'm not eating it for 5 days straight. So it doesn't feel like I'm, you know, wasting hours meal prepping or eating the same boring thing every day.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, for some people, folks that are in the figure competition space, you know, it works for them.
Yeah, for sure.
I think there certainly has been enough evolution the past several years in knowing that it's just not necessary to do the six meals a day, eat every 2 hours, have, you know, chicken, rice, and broccoli at every single meal in order to get lean. It's not necessary. It's been interesting to see how even that, like I look at the group of bikini competitors, bodybuilders, figure competitors as, you know, the most hardcore in their dieting and their nutrition and their training, and watching how even that space has changed. They're not doing the extreme cardio anymore because a lot of those folks are starting to pay attention and look for plant-based protein, and they don't want to use the artificial sweeteners anymore. Everyone's realizing the damage that crappy chemical-laden food can make. I don't want to say, a lot of us come from a space where we've been eating some really bad supplements. And again, a lot of this packaged diet food. And then years later, we realize how that has affected kind of like antibiotic consumption. We're realizing all of those chemicals have had an effect on our bodies and it slows down our metabolism. And then you realize I have to undo all this damage. Like Liz said, get back to the basics, eat foods that are going to nourish me and provide some nutrients and start taking care of myself. So it's interesting to see how this is spreading throughout even, you know, the hardcore fitness fanatic space. All right. So I'm glad that I asked you about Farro because I was very confused about that. I think I saw Lauren mentioning that. She's like, I just whipped up some Farro. I'm like, what? I need to know what that is. I think I've asked you most of my questions, and I do want to ask you one before we get to, you know, talking about you leaving your job, because I think that's a really nice, encouraging note to close on, and it's going to inspire quite a lot of folks that are listening. But what would you say? We talked about, you know, cooking and some of the gadgets that are helpful, and I've bought so many gadgets recently because of the people I follow on Instagram, but I have to say, it's really made cooking, I don't want to say necessarily just easier, but more fun. And for me, the two big things that were game changers were an Instant Pot and air fryer. And then this one tiny little thing that cooks one egg at a time. I bought that because of the Ripped Barbie. She makes me buy a lot of things. But those are the two things that I find that I use the most in addition to cooking with cast iron pans. What would be your, like for everybody listening, if you could recommend a few kitchen gadgets that would make cooking really easy that you say you're going to use this all the time? What would you recommend?
So there's a couple. The first one that I think is probably my most used kitchen appliance. Well, my KitchenAid mixer is definitely my most used kitchen appliance. I think it's just the greatest thing on earth. But other than that, I use my crock pot all the time. And I know that the crock pot is like not the cool thing anymore because we have our Instant Pots and air fryers. But I think that it is like truly the best thing ever, especially if you get one that you can set to turn on like after you walk out the door. They do make those. I mean, there's like no better feeling than walking in the door and having your dinner completely ready for you. Like just
true.
And so I love my crock pot. We had talked about it earlier, but I have a crock pot ebook. It's got 15 paleo and Whole30 crock pot recipes that take 20 minutes or less to cook. So if you're looking for like
brilliant
making it, that's a great place to start. And besides my crock pot, I think everyone has to have a little mini food processor. Not one of the giant ones that are above $50. I have one. I've had it for years and it was like $14 on Amazon. It's by Black & Decker. I'll give you a link so you can put it in the show notes. It's amazing for like chopping garlic, chopping onions, carrots. Like if you're making soups or you need them for meatballs or meatloaf or, I mean, I'm Italian. I put garlic in literally everything. So
me too.
I use it every day and it's just so much easier than chopping up garlic. I just love it.
I never thought about using it for that. Oh my God.
Oh yeah. I just peel the garlic, put it right in there. It's chopped in like 2 seconds.
Oh, brilliant.
I'm sure like, I obviously am not a trained chef. So I'm sure if you're a trained chef, you probably can cut up garlic far quicker than I could. But this, if you're not a trained chef and you like don't want to chop your finger off while cutting vegetables or just wasting time cutting vegetables because they take a lot of time, it's a great way to do that. And then the other two things that I love, which are also super cheap, one is an olive oil refillable spray bottle. So it's like such a simple thing, but those cans of, I mean, people are still using PAM. I'm an advocate of no canola oil. I use really high quality olive oil or avocado oil when I cook. So I use that and it's almost just like a spray bottle, like a cleaning bottle, but it's for olive oil and you can spray veggies with it. You can spray your pans so things don't stick to them.
I need this.
It's amazing. I'll send you the link.
Okay.
And it's better for the earth because you are refilling it versus buying those disposable olive oil sprays all the time.
No kidding. Which I just bought last week, but I promise I'm not going to anymore. Cause this sounds brilliant.
You're going to get this and you're never going to buy it again. They're also expensive to buy the individual ones. They're
exactly.
And then the last thing that these are the things I use basically every day. The last thing is it's called a chopster and it is for breaking up ground meat. It almost has four little prongs on it and it just helps you to break up like ground turkey or ground beef or sausage into smaller pieces. Because if you've ever tried to do that with like a wooden spoon, you wind up like the oil sloshing everywhere and it's
falling.
So this is like $5. Another
so you do that while it's cooking?
Yeah, you just put it right in the pan and it just helps. Like you just twist it and it just breaks everything up. And it's,
oh my God, I can't wait to get
awesome.
This.
Awesome. Yeah.
I bitch about that all the time. And I do. I mean, I'm there with a wooden spoon like, they're uneven pieces.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I love it. Oh, I'm so
excited.
Those
are my faves.
Okay, so we've got like 5 minutes left and you know that I wanted to close with this. For everybody listening, as you know, I shared and she did as well. You know, Liz Kim is somebody who has this amazing blog and she does it full time now. And this is how she makes her income. But, you know, 2 or 3 years ago, I think you said you're on your 2 year anniversary, but 2 or 3 years ago, she was working in corporate America, had already started this blog on the side, but she made the intentional decision that she no longer wanted to do that. And she was very intentional and decided to really hustle and get her blog to the point where she could get through multiple streams of income, to a point where she was replacing, you know, her first goal was to, and she actually wrote a great blog post, I'll link it up, about this. I thought it was exceptionally well written. But she talked about how she first replaced her income and now she's done it even more. And I'm just a firm believer, ladies, if you're listening, that if you have a passion and you are in a dead-end job or you hate your job or you're just, maybe you love your job and you make good money, but like I've heard from a lot of you, you hate that you have to commute. You don't spend enough time with your family. You barely can squeeze your workouts in because of the travel and the time you spend. I really encourage you to pursue something that you might say in the back of your head, oh, I'd love it if I could do this. Liz, tell them your, you know, in a brief way, tell them your story about, you know, I'm not trying to have you share as if it's the easiest thing on the planet, and I love that you don't suggest it, but I really want people to be able to take away from this that, you know what, I could do this because you did it, you worked your ass off, and now you're really loving life, even though I love that you share, hey, I work, this isn't easy, but you've been able to replace your income and do what you love. How'd you make that happen?
Yeah, so you're totally right. And I feel like any sort of self-employment or entrepreneurship is not easy, but that's part of the fun of it. Like you said, I worked my ass off to be able to do this full time. Started off as a hobby. And then, like I said earlier in the interview, I realized that I could be making money from this. So probably was around 2016. I decided I want to be able to do this. So I just started working and working and working. Like I worked on weekends. I'm pretty sure like from 2016 to 2017, like I didn't see my friends or family. It was like every single free second that I had, I worked on my blog, creating new recipes, updating things, anything I could do. And then in 2017, I really just went all in. I said, this is going to be the year. I switched jobs to something that I was making more money so that I could build up a reserve, because I knew that come 2018, I was leaving corporate America and I wanted to have something to fall back on. And if I fell flat on my face, I told myself I would give myself 1 year. If I was like losing money, that I would just go back and get another job. But I always knew, like in my heart and in the back of my mind, that like I was never going back. And I mean, here I am. That was a year and a half ago, and I'm still never going back.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I think like you said before, there are so many people out there, especially women, who work jobs and they're working long hours. They're not being compensated fairly. They are not being appreciated in the workplace, and they have so much going on. They just feel so unfulfilled with what they do. And there now more than ever, I feel like there are more opportunities for people to go out there and do what they love and make money from it. And I think that there's nothing to lose. The worst case scenario, and this is what I said to people that were like, you're crazy, I can't believe you would do that. Because I'm the type of person that, you know, I got like straight A's in college and went to the good school and got the good job out of college. And people are like, you're crazy, I can't believe that you would do that. And I just said, well, what's the worst thing that happens? I do this, I do it for a year, and then I fail and I just go get another job. No person is going to look at me and be like, oh, what a joke, she tried to run her own company, she must have no ambition. Like, obviously, I'm a go-getter, you know? So I just feel like there, if you can plan ahead and like make yourself in a position where you're financially able to like take care of yourself, there's no real losses. I mean, you shouldn't put yourself in a scenario where you're living out in the streets because you have no money for doing it. But you know, it's not like brain surgery. No one's lives are at risk. The worst case is you just go get the job that you didn't really love again and try it again. Mm-hmm. And I just wish more people had, I don't know if it's the courage or the confidence, just to go out there and give it a shot. I think so many people are afraid of what people are going to think and, you know, what people are going to say, and you just got to forget that and just go for it.
I'm so glad you brought that up, because on one hand, I have learned it's a very common thing for women in particular. I think women do this more than men, to worry about what people think of us. We're people pleasers by nature. And if you really start to have the clarity to realize how stupid that is, to really make your life decisions based on what somebody might think of them, it's the most freeing thing in the world to, and I don't mean this from an immature perspective, but to really stop caring what other people think. I mean, I changed the name of my show from Fitfluential Radio to The Kelly O Show. I guarantee you there's some people out there like, oh my God, she's so lame, The Kelly O Show, whatever. I really could not care less. This is my show. This is what I've always called it. I'm going to be who I am. And it's funny, because when I stopped caring what other people think, I took bigger risks and I became more bold. and they will pay off, because back to what Liz said, I remember having the conversation with myself when I was still working a full-time job and I was doing Fitfluential on the side. And I realized like I couldn't fake it anymore and work enough at my full-time job, collect a paycheck and give Fitfluential what it needed, because we were growing. I knew that I had to quit, and I really didn't have a baseline of like funds set aside. So I was taking a big leap, but I had the same conversation with myself that you did. I'm like, okay, what's the worst that could happen? I could work for 3 or 4 months and literally get no clients. And if that's the worst that can happen, if I can't get a job right away, I'll wait tables. Is that the worst thing that can happen? If that's the worst thing that can happen and I'm worried about what people think of that, I need to get my priorities straight, because like Liz said, I would rather go for something than to not go for it and wonder. And I have to believe, and that would be my final question to you, doesn't it feel good to feel proud that you went for it and you've made something that affects in a positive way so many people's lives, Liz?
Yeah, I mean, it's the best feeling ever. I don't want to sound like woo-woo or sappy, but I like truly wake up every day. And even when I have to do things that I hate, like accounting work or like planning or whatnot, I'm just like, but like, this is what I built. And like, I get to help these people. And like, at the end of the day, like it is really, really awesome to be able to like work from home in your pajamas if you would like to. And that's something that like I never take for granted.
Yeah.
It's awesome. And I hope that more people out there would give it a shot, because you don't know until you try. And it could be like the best thing that you've ever done for yourself. I know for me it is.
Exactly. And I'm sure you probably don't even realize, but this is a big part of why I'm passionate about women pursuing their passion from a health perspective, because when you're exceptionally stressed from your job, which so many people are, or exceptionally stressed from lack of money, that will have a tremendous, horrible impact on your health. But furthermore, from a just self-awareness, feeling confident perspective, when you are at your best and doing what you do really well, you are contributing more to the world. And I'm going to sound a little Oprah right now, but I don't care. I mean, do you know, like Liz is my go-to person. She helps me realize I can cook more and I'm cooking healthier meals, and my man and I are cooking more. Like, you're making a positive impact on me and on so many by what you're putting out there. And to me, that's far better than Liz sitting in some cubicle tapping away for a salary that, you know, might be competitive, but you know, it's just not the same. So that's another reason why I always want to have folks on the show that can show like you can do it. And maybe it's a side hustle for you, but just always think about it. So Liz, thank you so, so much for agreeing to come on the show. You are, again, one of my favorite people to follow. We will link up, actually on that note, we'll link this up in the show notes on thekellyoshow.com. But where can people follow you? Tell them the URL of your blog, obviously. And then where can they find you on Instagram?
Yeah, so you can find me at thecleaneatingcouple.com. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, all the things. It's just at thecleaneatingcouple. And if you have questions about eating better, you know, self-employment, entrepreneurship, food blogging, anything, just shoot me an email. I love chatting about this. My email is liz@thecleaneatingcouple.com.
You're awesome. And we will link up to your ebooks, your paleo cookbook, your 4-week clean eating guide. We will link up to your recommended favorite gadgets. I'm going to buy the chop stir and the olive oil spray thing. I'm going to start using my mini food processor to chop garlic. I'm going to try farro. I'm so excited. Liz, this was an awesome interview, as I knew it would be. For everybody listening, of course, we will have the show notes available at thekellyoshow.com. If you have any questions or would like to talk to us about potentially being interviewed on this show or sponsoring the show, you can email my assistant, Angie@kellyolexa.com. And that's Angie@kellyolexa.com. And everybody, thank you so much for tuning in to the new Kelly O Show. I hope you like it. We've got some amazing guests coming up, so make sure you are subscribed. And if you have a second, of course, I would absolutely love, love, love you even more if you would write a review of the show. That helps us get seen by more folks who could use this information. Thanks again, Liz. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll see you next time on The Kelly O Show.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning into this two-part episode with Liz Falcigno. I hope you enjoyed it. I know that you did because she's amazing. Make sure you connect with her online and buy everything that she has to offer. If you enjoyed this episode, I would really, really love it if you would head on over to iTunes and leave this show a review. If you listen to podcasts, you know that reviews are what help a show get more exposure. And I would really love to take this show deep and wide throughout the country and reach more people and help more women really step out of their comfort zones and, again, achieve excellence in mind, body, and spirit. And we do that by getting this show seen and heard by more people. So I sincerely appreciate the review. And of course, if you love this episode, share it and recommend it to your friends. I would really love you even more than I already do because you do that. If you have any questions and you would like to potentially nominate yourself or somebody else for interview on this show to be interviewed by me, you can email my assistant, Angie, angie@kellyolexa.com. And her name is spelled angie@kellyolexa.com. You can use that same email to inquire about sponsorship packages or future ad placements on future shows. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in. We'll see you next time on Kelly O Show.